executive session. Next item is to adjourn.
Don't we have to vote?
Somebody has to make a motion.
Okay, I make a motion for a vote.
Do you make a motion to suspend the rules?
Make a motion to suspend the rules.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Council Hannington, seconded by Council Ireland to suspend the rules. All those in favor? Opposed? 5-2.
Steve, who was opposed?
Huh?
Who was opposed?
Me and Gordon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, rules are suspended.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take a vote to terminate the contract of the current town manager.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Seconded by Council Ireland. Discussion? All those in favor? Oh, yeah, discussion.
I just want to say, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Boland, being his town manager, we just came out with a lengthy discussion. It's nothing personal, but if we want to move this town forward, I think we need to separate and get someone that don't have any skin in the game whatsoever. This town has been headed down a wrong road, in my opinion, ever since I was on.
Can we just go through this in the executive session?
Okay. I'm just saying that there's nothing personal, Mr. Town Manager. I just feel that we need to take this vote forward.
Any other discussion?
I just want to say that I think you've been doing a good job, and that I think it's a mistake for the town council to be removing the town manager in the middle of the budget process, and that we need to give you a full chance to show that you can do the job you said you were coming for.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Termination?
Yes, that's it. That was the motion. Opposed? Okay. So we've got 1-3. You not voting? For opposed?
Opposed.
Council Ryan, you didn't? No, you have to vote.
I have to vote?
You have to vote.
Well, I can't let Councilor Hannington be by himself.
This is a hard vote.
It is.
Because it's an important vote. I think it's wrong, and I'm going to vote for it.
In favor of dismissal?
Hmm?
Are you going to vote for the motion?
Yes.
So it passes 4-3?
I guess.
I'm sorry, who voted how?
No, that's what I'm confused on.
Yeah, okay. Everybody raise their hands this time. All those in favor?
Of the dismissal.
Of the dismissal. Opposed? 4-3. Item 4. No, actually, what are we going to do, gentlemen?
Well, I make a motion that within next week we bring forth a suitable candidate.
How are we going to do that? We should advertise, right?
No, we go back in and like we should have in the get-go and look at the last 8 that we've been interviewed. And I think out of them 8, we could bring forth someone that's willing to step into this role. And we could do at the next council meeting.
Go ahead.
If I may, there were reasons why we chose not to go further with them. I think that if we're going to go about trying to hire a new town manager, we need to go through the process from the start and try to get some candidates who would be impressed with.
Eric, that's all you see.
I think what you said earlier is very important. We're in the middle of the budget process. I would like to make a motion that we extend the tenure, even though we voted to dismiss. We extend the tenure until we're through the budget process and we have time to properly vet a new town manager. Otherwise, I think we're making a great mistake if we would precipitate this action.
Well,
Mr. Chair, don't entertain that. Don't entertain that. I've been dismissed. I'm not coming back.
Well, if you remember when Mr. Frodal, who we had hired, decided not to take the job, okay, I publicly said that I think at this point it would be prudent for the town council to reopen the process and see if there was anybody else out there that might want to apply for the job that didn't the first time. Well, one of the town councilors here had a pissy fit because I even suggested that, and I happened to mention it to a member of the Bangor Daily News. But the fact of the matter is, I think it was a good idea then, and I think it's more than a good idea now, that we open up the process. I know it's a bad time with the budgetary process and everything else, but hey, we just got to bite the bullet and do it, I think. That's my opinion.
Well, the big issue I have is by charter, the town manager presents the budget. So are we going to just halt that process right now? Because we don't have one.
No budget committee will bring forth the budget.
According to the charter.
According to the charter, the town manager prepares and presents the budget. There's nothing in the charter or council rules about the budget committee. That's just something we do.
We'll bring forth an acting town manager then within the employment, either a department head to act as acting town manager until we find someone.
So we need to find someone who would be willing to be acting town manager after what we've been doing.
I just want to respond to Councilor Street and Councilor Rand. We actually did not have a reason why we didn't interview the other eight candidates. I advocated that we should have interviewed all 12. And the problem with restarting this process is we haven't given the other eight candidates an opportunity to interview.
We didn't give former town manager Bullen an opportunity to get the budget together and present it.
That's what I wanted to say.
The only ones that I was interested in seeing were the four people that we interviewed. Yeah.
But I just want to clarify. There is no council action that disqualified the remaining eight. Just depending on how they went up on the total.
After they read this, I'm sure they'll all be very interested.
Just who's going to run the budget meeting tomorrow?
Who's the budget chair committee? Chair.
I'm the chair, but the town manager is usually the.
Yeah, that's the thing. The town manager for this budget, we don't have one. So do we cancel tomorrow night's meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, budget meeting this week will be.
Both meetings or just get through tomorrow? Because there's two this week.
I would say just this week.
Both of them.
Because then we have a council meeting next month. Okay.
Yep.
And I will have a plan.
Okay. Are we able, and I don't know the legality of it, are you guys able to not appoint an interim tonight.
Hey, she's trying to speak. Sorry. That was too loud. Go ahead.
Like I said, I don't know the legality of any of it, but are you as a council able to not appoint somebody as an interim town manager tonight and still be able to run the town? Because if you don't name somebody as an interim tonight, I don't know what halts as of tomorrow. Because right now, only Melissa and Dennis were on the accounts. We just got Dennis put on because we took Melissa off. I'm not on it. I don't know if anybody else is on, like, any accounts or anything. So I don't know what predicament that puts us in.
You mean for paying bills?
Almost anything.
Almost anything.
Because those two positions had pretty much the authority of over all of that.
And I will come in the morning, and we will discuss it. If we have to have an emergency meeting, we can do that without the 5-day notice, and this would constitute an emergency.
It would, yep.
So,
Mr. Chairman, I do have a gentleman that put in his application, and I think he'd be a good fit. Can I make a motion? He's not here tonight. Can I make a motion to hire him as acting town manager? And we vote on that
ground,
even though he's not here?
Well, he's not here. None of us have had a chance to talk to him.
Okay.
I don't think that would be appropriate at all. I think we have to, if you want to give me that name, when I come in the morning,
okay,
can discuss it.
Yeah.
Get a hold of the council as a whole.
And have it
just as interim. I think as far as the town manager goes, we need to start over. But this wasn't, gentlemen, this wasn't well thought out at all. Item 4.
Move for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?